Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, kicking off the week, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Whether you need it in a big plastic bag, in a box, it's just in bulk, it's thousands and thousands of rounds, or you're looking for 20 rounds of that really good, very exotic self-defense ammunition, they can cover your base. And they say that they'll tell you, well, you know, we don't have the widest selection. Well, that's all based upon what you consider to be wide now, isn't it? Their depth, however, is completely off the chart. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. We're going to be joined by Scott Blick from them Friday to talk about where they started and how they got to that 50 million rounds on hand level. You just heard it in the news about the Prophet Muhammad cartoon contest. Only in Texas would we hold a contest like that. And you can see the difference in the mindset of the state as to the way they dealt with the attack. Now, the debate that some people are raising is an interesting one. Is it a demonstration of free speech, or is it a needless provocation against the Muslim religion? That's what's being asked. Because, after all, we wouldn't defend a contest that made fun of Christianity, would we? Or a contest that made fun of Judaism, would we? No. In actuality, of course, Christianity and Judaism are ridiculed nonstop, 24/7. There's movies and books and media that portray Christians as nut jobs, perverts, and radicals. Anti-Semitism, loosely disguised as anti-Israel rhetoric, has become quite fashionable in Europe, starting to find a place in American college campuses as well. And yet, out of those two sets of free speech that we could possibly look at out there, there are no people being killed over that. Because on the whole, 99.99% of Jews and Christians are very tolerant people. Now, could that be said of all Muslims? There's a substantial minority of them that are extremely intolerant. They have their own religious rules, but they seem to think the rest of us, who are not in their religion, should follow them as well, and should better not break them or be killed. If nearly all Muslims were peace-loving, I'd be the first one to say, well, you know, let's leave these guys alone. But because they insist on killing us for not following their rules, when we're not part of their community, when we're not part of their religion, when we don't like Sharia law, I think we need contests like this. And when they show up to try to disrupt it with gunfire, I think they need to be dealt with exactly the way they were dealt with in Garland, Texas, by people with guns. Because we don't need to be out there saying, we'll be intimidated. And you know what? We are not subject to your rules, Sharia law lovers. Here's something that might surprise you to a certain degree. I don't know what the percentage is. Many Muslims have no problems at all with depictions of the Prophet Muhammad and don't consider it offensive at all. There are two main branches of Islam, Sunni and Shiite. Shiites generally have no problem with images or drawings of Muhammad, and depictions of Muhammad among Shiites are actually quite common. It's only the Sunnis and some Sunnis who have a problem with it. So is the world expected to accommodate the world, whether it's in Garland, Texas, or Paris, France? Are we expected to accommodate the desires of not a billion Muslims, but merely one faction of an Islamic religion? And it's not just about cartoons. Cartoons is the tip, and it's the leading edge. It's what they, you know, they point out. Yeah, we attacked Charlie Hebdo because of that. We attacked Garland, Texas because of that. But it's not about that. If Western society caves on this, how long is it before we're threatened with death sentences if we criticize a particular Ayatollah? Or if we criticize a particular rule among some practitioners of Islam, such as female mutilation in the genitalia, or the requirements to wear a burqa, or, you know, somebody breaking a rule and being buried up to their chest and then having a nice little pillowcase put over their head and being hit with, they call them stones, they're actually like mini boulders. They throw those at them until the whole pillowcase turns red. Not exactly something that you would expect to see on Judge Judy as a sentence handed out now, is it? You could say it's very simple. Just don't draw Muhammad. But it doesn't end there. The intimidation begins there, but it doesn't end there. And it begins there if you let it begin there. This dispute over cartoons is also symbolic of larger authoritarian personality of radical Islam. If the Middle East and parts of Africa are in those parts of the world, if they catch you and you are a Christian or a Jew or some kind of Muslim that they don't like, you die. Simply, you die. You are killed. I don't know if it matters which way you die. I'm sure there's some ways that are better to die than not. For some reason, I think beheading is actually considered an honorable death among them, but I'm not really sure. I'm not sure. Now, for those that would look at this contest that happened and say it's needlessly offensive, were you also offended by the riots in Baltimore or in Oakland or in Ferguson? Did that bother you? Did it bother you that people and places were being attacked just because they were there? If it does, then you've got a little conflict going on there. If it doesn't, well, I sort of get it. When most Muslims can reach a point where they say, we disagree with this, but we aren't going to show up with guns to shoot you, when they stop hunting down and killing people of other religions, then it's time for the cartoon contest to stop. Until that time, I don't think we're anywhere near it. I don't think we're anywhere near it. We have never, ever. Well, actually, we have. I mean, with 9/11, we now have the TSA. Getting on a plane nowadays, you know, those enhanced pat downs you go through, that used to be something that you paid a hooker extra for. And people flying every day go through that. It's almost a sexual assault, and people pay to go through that. They had the backscatter machine, which was taking a nude picture of you looking for a gun or something. And all they got were nude pictures of people. There's lots of people. Shirt off, he made a lot of money on that. So, terrorism is winning in a lot of ways simply because of the way we react. You know, you want to see planes stop being hijacked, allow guns to be carried on planes. Oh, Bill, that's so radical. Well, there's nothing keeping you from carrying a gun that I know of. There may be out there, but I haven't heard about it yet. And if somebody wants to correct me on this, I'd love to hear about it. You can carry a gun on a bus. You can carry a gun on a train. I mean, if a train. Any manner of conveyance, you know, you can pretty much carry a gun, except on a plane. For some stupid reason, you can't carry a gun on a plane. Well, Bill, you know, just one round will take it down. No, it won't. No, it won't. Not the modern avionics. No, it won't. They're just not that. Those things take lightning strikes and they don't go down when they're flying. So, don't give me that. But good on you, Garland, Texas. You don't mess with Texas. Islamic terrorists, 0. Garland, Texas, 1. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. It doesn't matter what kind of ammunition you have. If you're looking for it, if you need it in just, you know, a couple of boxes, or if you need bulk, go check them out. It is worth the time. The prices are out there exactly where you want them to be for whatever it is you're looking for. Better than you're going to find in most places. But what makes them better? then most of these websites you'll go to looking for ammunition, if you see it on the website, it's in stock. If they have it for sale in bulk, they have bulk quantity. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. Where's that coming from? My inner South Korean. In the United States today, roughly, not exactly, but in the United States today, registered vehicles, registered cars, trucks that you and I drive on a daily basis, somewhere around 253 million, 254 million registered vehicles. Okay? In the United States today, somewhere around 400 million guns. That's my figure. They keep saying 300 million, but I don't go. They've been saying that for years. Since Barack Obama's been on board, there's been over 100 million NICS checks just in his tenure. So, you know, I'm pretty sure it's somewhere near 400 million. 134 million gun owners, between 126 million and 134 million gun owners, okay? Now, according to the CDC, statistics, death statistics for 2013 shows that there were 35,369 deaths from motor vehicle accidents. That does, you know, I'm sure some of those were multiple people, so I'm not going to say that that was for every car, that was one person. That's 35,369 cars. But if you look at this 126 million figure, as the figure for gun owners out there versus registered vehicles at 253, that's about half. Okay? So in car accidents with 35,369, I'm just thinking if people are that careless with cars, that with guns, where it's half as many gun owners out there, there has to be half as many deaths accidentally due to guns, right? So we're talking, what, 17,000 and change, right? 2013 figures. Accidental deaths due to accidental discharge or negligent discharge of firearms, 505. Now, I don't have my Texas Instruments Quasar calculator in front of me. Percentage, 505 guns used in negligent discharges that result in accidental death out of 126 million. Somebody do the math. It is minuscule. It is a minuscule number. 35,369 versus 505. You're 70 times more likely to die in a vehicle accident than by the accidental discharge of a firearm. Now, my only point in this is that Michael Bloomberg, the vacuous Shannon Watts, the award-winning Gabrielle Giffords, the Bradys before they passed away, Every Town for Gun Safety, the Moms Demand Attention, the Violence Policy Center, and the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, and the Joshes that go with it, and all of the other little reindeer gun control groups out there in the United States have never uttered a peep about Ford or Dodge or Toyota. Ever. They are utterly consumed with a new gun control push framed around accidental firearm deaths right now. The ratio, when you look at that, sort of makes you feel like the whole attack on guns is a little unfounded, doesn't it? And I handle a gun every day. I handle a car every day. Cars and guns for me are the same. As a matter of fact, I handle a gun more than I handle a car because I'm not in a car 24 hours a day. Now, you want to make that sinking feeling about the unfounded part of it even worse? Breitbart News reported that CDC numbers for 2010 show that you are 51 times more likely to die from an accidental poisoning than the accidental discharge of a firearm. 51 more times. The CDC in 2010 shows that there's 30,781 accidental poisoning deaths in 2010 versus 600 accidental shooting deaths in that same year. See, it went down quite a few. Now, an accidental poisoning death, I want you to consider what that is. All right? I don't like to give out advice. If you're looking at something and it's in a bottle and it's a liquid or a pill or a powder or whatever it is, and it doesn't have a label on it, you don't know what it is, don't ingest it. No, don't ingest it. How do you accidentally poison yourself? I'm sure there's ways to. I'm sure that I'm being completely. My being facetious is completely inappropriate here. How do you do that, though? How does one accidentally poison themselves? 2009, 31,758 accidental poisoning deaths versus 554 accidental shooting deaths. 2008, 31,116 accidental poisoning deaths versus 592 accidental shooting deaths. You see, the accidental shooting deaths are actually coming down since 2008. And if you look at those, if you just look at the 3 years from 2008 through 2010, you got 93,655 accidental poisoning deaths. Accidental gun deaths, same amount, 1,756. Why aren't, you know, I'm wanting to publicize heart disease because I've been a victim of heart disease. Heart disease, number one leading cause of death in the United States every year. I'm very concerned about that because we do it to ourselves. Accidental poisoning, that seems silly to me. But you do it to yourself too. As a matter of fact, you do it unknowingly to yourself. Somehow, I guess, I don't know. Everything I've ever ingested, I knew about it, and it was bad, which... does that make me dumber? I think it might. Anyway, yet this year, how many privately donated millions will the left be spending on gun control this year? How many additional millions acquired through taxes will elected Democrats spend trying to find out a way to expand gun control in the country while people accidentally kill themselves other ways more often? While they're pushing the accidental gun death meme. That's the part I don't understand. I understand you don't like guns and you don't want me armed. Okay, fine, go for it at that angle. Don't come at me with this stupid angle. There's 30,000 people accidentally taking arsenic a year. How? I don't know. I wonder if that includes drug overdoses. I don't know. I don't know. But 2013, 505 versus 35,000. So... most everyone listening to me probably drives a car. I know you handle guns. You guys are pretty safe with the guns. Maybe look both ways with the cars. Okay? Okay. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is what makes them so interesting is their whole idea behind the way they run their website. Because their website is... You go to ammunition websites all the time, and you'll be looking for something like, say, Bulk 308. And they'll have, some of these websites will show Bulk 308. It'll be a price you like and everything. And then you go to click to buy, and it's out of stock. If it's on the website at Ammunition Depot, it's in stock. The quantity is in stock. The type is in stock. They don't put it on the website unless it's in stock. That is... the most honest way that I've ever seen to do business. It's that other part, it's almost like they're teasing you. We've got it if you, you know, we've got it. You got to keep coming back. And it's probably self-defeating because a lot of these websites like to say, we get 2 million hits a day. With Ammunition Depot, you go there once, you got what you need, you're gone. Now you're just waiting on shipping. Go check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Operation Jade Helm. It's actually Operation Jade Helm 15, which will be then 2015. It's going to run from July the 15th to September the 15th across 7 states, including Texas. In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott has activated, he's going to let the little-known Texas State Guard monitor this upcoming military training of the state to protect residents and property. That should not be any sort of issue with the military. When I was in Germany in the 80s, all the time when we went out in the field, we were out in the German countryside, and the Germans would just come up and talk to us. They weren't sitting there saying, well, hey, we're going to observe what you're doing. But that's what they did. That's what they were doing. They were observing everything we were doing. They would observe the way we moved. They would observe the way we were, you know, the way we took off, or the way our convoys went off. Let's go to the phones. Ben in Michigan wants to talk about military training real quick. Yes, sir. What can we do for you?
How you doing again today, Bill?
I'm just trying to cope, you know, just trying to, just moving along. Monday, you know, Monday.
Yeah. I'm just trying to wake the American people up about the military on our streets, you know, and training with our police department here again. This is the third time, you know, I call you every time they do this. They did it again. Homeland Security, Border Patrol, I mean, they're working with our local police department here in this small little town that I live in Michigan, and they say it's to crack down on drugs. And this town's too small, but it ain't what they're doing. They're conditioning the people to accept this, that the military on their streets, and I don't like it. But next time they do it, I'm going out on the streets with my camcorder, and I hope they violate my civil rights and stop me walking down to the store or something, because I'm going to put them in check. See, they're doing it in the part of my town where low-income families are at, you know, the people that are struggling. That's the part I live in, too, by the way, so just to clarify that, I'm part of that community. And a lot of these people in this community ain't educated enough to know that their civil rights are being violated. You know, walking down a store and asking, hey, where are you going? What are you doing? Well, it ain't the military's business what I'm doing. You know, I'm going to the store. I ain't committed no crime. There's no cause to stop me or anything like that. You know, they pulled over 200 people driving down the road, but they only arrested one person for drunk driving. I mean,
yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, and they did it, you know, and this is what I mean. This is conditioning that, you know, and we all know Obama wants the police not to have no guns. You know, we can see this, but my whole thing is my Second Amendment's there to protect me from the government doing me and my family harm. Bottom line, you know, and it's, you know, to go hunting, but. It's starting to irk me that there's so many people that are just willing to let this happen. They're letting this go on.
What does I mean? Have you ever talked to the St. Clair government about this?
Yeah.
What do they say?
Well, you know what my police department told me? Get used to my civil rights being violated.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
There's an answer for that, you know.
Yeah. Get used to me having the Second Amendment to protect my First Amendment. And
I've never asked you this. When you're saying military now, are you actually seeing military units, or are you seeing Department of Homeland Security and Border Patrol and all these guys, they like to put on the battle rattle, but they're not the military.
Well, I don't know. Chinook helicopters are military, and they're buzzing overhead, so.
Well, it depends on if they're piloted by military or not. I mean, I've got Chinooks flying over my head. And I that's, you know, helicopters. A military post to a helicopter is a welcome mat. And if they're going to get out there and train to fly these aircraft in all kinds of conditions, they're going to be flying over populated areas that are not military reservations.
Right. That's a good question what you just asked me there. Let me ask you this. Why does my police department have a drug task force? Why do they have SWAT teams and et cetera, et cetera? And they have to have Homeland Security, Border Patrol, and can't think of the other agent there to
ICE
them up on these things.
Immigration or DEA, possibly. The SWAT training and the drug task force, you want to know the honest answer to why they have those?
What's that?
Because all the other cop shops have them throughout the country. I mean, it all started
LA. I know that. I mean, no, that's what I mean. We have, the police department has parts of in their division of the police force to deal with certain things that go on. Suicide guy in a house with a hostage. We have a part of the unit for the police department. Why are they bringing in the federals on these things? It's all new here. See, we never had this before. You know, when they kicked in somebody's door for selling drugs, it was a drug task force. It didn't happen.
Before I run out of time, I'm going to tell you about this. Okay, this is something I don't know if you know about this or not, but Michigan has this. Michigan is one of 20 states that has this. Michigan has a state military department. that is completely under the purview of the governor. And this is called the Michigan Volunteer Defense Force. Go search the Michigan Volunteer Defense Force and see if they'll let you join. And but they're out there. There's 20 states out there that have state defense forces, state guards, completely independent of the state National Guard, of the Army Reserves, of the U.S. military. This is all a state thing. So in Michigan, you got a place you can go, and you could maybe have a chat with them about that. Maybe they would know, and maybe you'll join. I don't know. I'm thinking about South Carolina has one. I'm thinking about joining it myself.
That's very interesting. Never knew that. I'm glad to do my research on that and look it up. I know that the Governor Snyder's been thinking about running for president. Oh, my, my, my.
Well, the Michigan Volunteer Defense Force, it's been out there. It's called the MIVDF. And they are at the direction of the Adjutant General. They provide reliable personnel support to local and state agencies during declared emergencies. That's their official title. But they are a state, a Michigan state military presence.
I'm going to do some research on that. I appreciate that, Bill.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thanks for
calling. Well, you have a good day today, Bill. Thanks for letting me call in, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yeah, that was the whole point of that segment, was to let you know that there are 20 states out there that have defense forces out there. They are, I think I have time to put them out there, Alaska, California, Connecticut, Georgia, Indiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Mississippi, New York, Ohio has two, Oregon, Puerto Rico, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Vermont, Virginia, and Washington State. Those are all completely independent from any other military presence except for those states. Those are all state guards that are out there and available to you if you want to check them out. And that's what Greg Abbott's using in Texas. He's going to have the Texas State Guard watch Jade Helm, make sure they mind their P's and Q's. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by Ammunition Depot. Yeah, if you're going to do something like what I do, you got to have an ammunition house. And if you're going to go after an ammunition purveyor, go after a big grizzly bear one. They sound so innocuous, doesn't it? Ammunition Depot, 50 million rounds on hand. 50 million rounds on hand. That's a lot of ammo. That is an awful lot of ammo. And everything they show on their website is in stock. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. Now, I know that you guys already know that the media is pretty much anti-gun. But if you want to convince your fence-sitting friends of something, tell them to go do a search when they get off work later today or whatever. Just ask them to search Stand Your Ground Laws and see what Google brings back. Because that's where the gun prohibitionistas and all the lawyers with agendas have poisoned that well of information with falsehoods that have been passed on to the American public. If you were to listen to one of them, you would think, but Stand Your Ground, okay? Every time I'm, this is me, the American gun owner. I am the paranoid schizophrenic with a gun. And I'm watching my windows. I'm watching them. And when the Girl Scouts come onto my property, I'm throwing the door open, screaming, Stand Your Ground, Stand Your Ground, mowing them down in a hail of gunfire. That's how they characterize Stand Your Ground. Shoot first, ask questions later. When in fact, Stand Your Ground was never meant for that. It's not that part of that. Stand Your Ground is actually for those people that can't retreat. You know, think the elderly, think somebody in a wheelchair, think a mother with children. You can't run from them when you're that way. Now, for people that are young and athletic, well, if you want to go ahead and see if you can outrun them, go for it. If you want to outfight them, go for it. Dance around them. Be Floyd Mayweather. Let them be Manny Pacquiao. if you think you can do that. But Stand Your Ground, removed from the lexicon, the need for me to run until I could run no further. It was a one-size-fits-all. It makes everybody look like we're all track athletes and we should just be able to get away from it. That's not the case. It's never been the case. Without it, with the retreat requirement, the innocent is expected to retreat until it, retreat becomes impossible and deadly force is then their only recourse. It has also been called the back-to-the-wall law. Some jurisdictions have never required that. The specific, but here's the problem. When you don't have things spelled out, the prohibitionists will find a way to come for you if you don't spell everything out. Just like I was talking last week with that judge in the Seventh Circuit, or was it the Seventh Circuit? I can't remember which jurisdiction, but he said, if it's not spelled out in Heller, that means I can ban it. So if it isn't spelled out, you know, they're going to come for you. But here's a few myths to dispel about stand your ground laws. Number one, stand your ground laws let anyone kill anyone and get away with it by simply claiming I was in fear for my life. Florida is the most studied and notorious of the states that have these laws on the books, and it explicitly requires that the defendant show to a preponderance of evidence standard a greater than 50% certainty that said defendant did indeed act with reason and prudence to save his life or that of another innocent person. Florida law expressly prohibits the use of the so-called stand your ground defense if the defendant was committing a crime when the incident occurred or was even in a place where he did not have a right to be. There is no place in the country where the mere claim I was in fear for my life becomes the get out of jail free card. The second best known such law is that of Texas, where one man set up a confrontation with a neighbor he hated, videotaping it and babbling on the camera, I'm in fear of my life. He ended up killing that man and wounding two others in the course of the confrontation he provoked, and he is now rotting in prison for that crime, which he should be. Do a search for Texas versus Paul Rodriguez. I thought about this because this past weekend I was at a grocery store. And I got a phone call, and my wife told me that it would be okay if I stepped outside to take it, because I don't like to take phone calls in front of a bunch of people. And I step outside, and I'm there, and there's these two guys in a car, and there's this one guy out of a car. And one of the guys gets out of the car, and they start getting into a shoving match. And the guy that got out of the car is claiming he's going to kill this guy. And the guy in the car was sitting in the car. Now, the guy that was going to kill the other guy had produced no weapon or anything else. Now, I'm carrying a gun at this particular point. If that other guy had gotten out of the car, then I put myself into a moral predicament because I am not going to stand by. And I don't know what the background was behind this thing, but I possibly was going to be seeing a circumstance where one man was going to be over. I was going to be noticing the disparity of force. That's what it's going to boil down to. Now, in South Carolina, I have a right to be at the grocery store. And in South Carolina, my law states that if I see somebody about to die, or I believe they're in there's an imminent threat of bad bodily harm or something like that coming up, I can intercede. Now, the only problem with this is a couple of things. If I draw a gun on somebody who has a gun but hasn't drawn it yet, he may want to draw a gun, and then I'm really going to have to get into a whole different mode, aren't I? But I was just standing there watching all this, and I just got to thinking, okay, what about stand your ground? What about that? Another myth. Stand your ground laws mean that you can't be sued in civil court if you aren't convicted for the same act in criminal court. That came also out of the Florida model, where the rescinding of the retreat requirement was part of a legislative package that provided a clarification of existing Castle doctrine. This included a provision for a self-defense hearing that could derail an unmeritorious criminal charge and keep it from going to trial, and a tort reform element that provided judges an avenue to throw out lawsuits in cases where a shooting had already been ruled justified by the criminal justice system. That should be the law of the land across the United States. If you're involved in a self-defense incident and you kill somebody's precious little darling doing it, and you're found not guilty of homicide, you should not be able to be sued by their parents because they see maybe a payday out of this, or because they believe you maybe just should have been minding your own business. I'm sure there's people that yesterday would have been looking at me and saying, Bill, why don't you mind your own business? I could have. I was not under no obligation to do anything if things change. But I was there, so I put myself there. In Florida, law states that the suit must be dismissed if the criminal justice system has already ruled the use of force in question has been justifiable. Even that's a little bit vague, though. Absence of indictment or prosecution only shows that the prosecuting attorney didn't think it could get a conviction under the high standard of proof beyond a reasonable doubt. Next myth, stand your ground is bad because it has led to more justifiable homicides. Justifiable homicide is not a bad thing. That is a public service. Whether you believe that or not is completely up to you. I believe it wholeheartedly because anybody that is willing to come into your house and kill you, anybody that's willing to go into, rape your wife, beat you up, kill your children, you kill them, you keep it from happening again. You keep it from continuing. You keep it from continuing. It's only rule justified if an investigation shows that it was necessary to protect the lives of the innocent. Thus, every justified homicide can be construed as meaning at least one innocent life was saved by this act. This actually, justifiable homicide saves lives. That's what they say about gun control all the time. Justifiable homicide saves lives. Well, Bill, some of you may be saying that. When there is an uptick in justifiable homicide, that means two things. There has been an uptick in bad guys against good guys. And there's not anything sinister on the part of the good guys for being ready for that. If you win a gunfight initiated by a bad guy, you're not being sinister, you're being prepared. Second thing means that the laws were in place to where it was okay for them to do that, which is great. It's stupendous. It's horrible that they get put in that position. But standard, you know, justifiable homicide, the most public of public services. Coming up next from We Like Shooting, we're going to be joined by Sean Heron, host of the show. We're going to talk about gun media, which I don't get to talk about very much. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Q.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.